think I'm going to have to go to bed with a nurse, and I'd hate to do that at my age.
Yeah, that'd be bad for the nurse.
Say, listen, we're over here in my shop now drawing up the release of this aluminum.
Yeah.
And I think we're going at about 300,000 with 100 immediately on the first release.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering if there's any way to solve this situation without, if we can get this thing hit it off, in other words, from y'all's point of view. I happen to know there's some rumbling of substituting other materials for aluminum. In other words, the thing has gotten rough, John.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if it ever was a chance, a time, it need to get together. If we can hold this thing for a matter of a few hours, we ought to do it. Do you know of any solutions?
Well, Buford, we again, and I can only speak for Alcoa, we're perfectly willing to step up and take, and while we think the 200,000 is too much in one year, we'll still be willing to take our part of it and take the licking that comes with it. We feel it doesn't accomplish anything to do that unless it's tied with a longer period, however.
Yeah.
But we'd be delighted to do that.
Well, let me ask you this. Back in the early stages of this thing, before I was in it or you either one,
yeah,
there was some indication about this rollback of price. You know, the problem is the Vietnam situation like it is and everything else.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced that if we could do that, we could get something worked out here. Of course, now that's you and I talking. It's a lie if you ever hear it, anyway. But I feel like that this price thing's what brought it on. Now, that's just my opinion, strictly mine.
Well,
you know, in the beginning, before y'all went up, there was some indication we could hold the line.
Yeah. Of course, the puzzling thing to me is that I sent the president word on Tuesday night of what we're going to do on prices, and expected if this was the important thing to him that I would hear something. I had no word at all.
Well, we go through a lot of crises, you know, before we, in most everything, before we really settle down and solve problems.
Yeah.
And I just believe if could give me some indication on that, we could get with Bob McNamara, and I think over the long haul it would be much better for everybody concerned, and then I think the other part of it could be worked out in a way that wouldn't hurt anybody.
Let me ask you this, Buford, is the thing that's bothering them price-wise the ingot increase only, or are the fabricating also?
Well, I just don't know. The ingot increase is what was all announced, wasn't it? The whole thing. So I think it would be across the board would be my idea on it. But down the road with the increase, as I get it from the Defense Department, the increase in the usage,
that's
going to come in the immediate future. It would offset your situation.
Well,
and of course, you know this. If you roll back, the rest of them are coming back.
Yeah. Of course, it won't offset our situation. It'll actually hurt our profits, Buford, because we don't make much out of this defense stuff. And that doesn't mean that doesn't affect our willingness to do it.
Well, if you're willing to do it, I would like to call Secretary McNamara and let him meet you somewhere. You could come to his place or something if we could work it out very quietly. You ease in here and run over to the Defense Department and sit down with him this afternoon, because this thing's going to break by tomorrow. I mean, there's no question they're going with it. And
they're talking 300,000 tons.
I've already drafted the release to GSA of 300,000.
How are they going to sell it, Buford?
They just don't open bid.
I mean, in other words, they're going to disregard the
published price that we've always gone by. I'll be out the window, as I say. It's the only way it can be. Because you know damn well they ain't going to get published price, but whatever that price is.
They're not going to sell very much at any price, I would
think. Yeah.
Well, all right.
But it's going to disturb the whole damn thing.
Oh, sure. Well, all right, Buford, let me get in the huddle here right quick. How long will you be there?
I'll be in my office around here somewhere. The operator will find me. Just call the White House.
I'll call you.
Operator, and they'll find me in my office.
Okay, Buford.
But, John, I would look at it on the basis, I think, and of course, I'll probably get run out if anybody ever knows this, but I'd look back on the basis of rolling the price back, and then we can solve the problem. And yeah. That's exactly the way I'd look at it.
All right, let me see what I can do.
All right.
Call you back.
Okay, right. Good.